It is Monday, July 13th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
The coronavirus is running almost unchecked through Florida in what has become the country's fastest growing outbreak to date. On Sunday, the state recorded the largest single day increase in any state since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, Donald Trump commuted the sentence of Roger Stone, his longtime friend and advisor, who was convicted of numerous felonies, one of the most shocking acts of open corruption to date. Lastly, the oil and natural gas industry is starting to go down in flames. They might just take the world with them.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The coronavirus pandemic has set in Florida, and there's almost no telling how bad it's going to be. On Sunday, the state recorded 15,300 new cases of COVID-19, shattering the single-day record for any other state. Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, is knowingly dooming his constituents. He's ordered schools to reopen 5 days a week in the fall and allowed theme parks like Disney World and Universal Studios to start taking in guests again. Hospitals in his state are already starting to fill up, so it's unclear what could possibly cause him to take more drastic measures to control the virus at this point. In Washington, the current fight is over whether or not schools should open in the fall. Trump has been pressing hard to get classrooms open, despite the fact that experts say it's not safe. According to a report by CommonDreams.com, the American Academy of Pediatrics has joined several teacher groups in proposing a massive investment plan that would allow schools to make themselves safe to reopen. Changes like cleaning equipment, ventilation, and lower class sizes to allow for social distancing would represent a huge jump in quality of life for students, even outside of a pandemic. The Trump administration doesn't have a plan to do any of these things, of course. In an interview with CNN, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos couldn't even say how bad an outbreak would have to be to get school to close down. There's no safety plan in place, which means kids in the fall could get fed right into the petri dish of disease with no ways to mitigate their risk. And now to check in once again with the Donald Trump corruption meter. Today's reading, off the charts. That's because on Friday, as you may have heard, Trump commuted Roger Stone's 40-month sentence. That's right. Stone is scot-free after being convicted of 7 different felonies. A fun fact, Stone has a back tattoo of Richard Nixon's face. At this point, Stone should be Nixon's hero, not the other way around. If you remember, Trump had already pressured his Justice Department to slash Stone's sentence from the 7 to 9 years prosecutors recommended to just 40 months. On Friday, he decided that even that was too long and announced that Stone wouldn't even be reporting to prison after all. Trump fired off a tweet to mark the occasion, claiming that Stone was the victim of, quote, witch hunt. So that's where we're at. It's becoming increasingly clear that with Trump in office, the Department of Justice will be explicitly serving the interests of the president, and he isn't accountable to the people in any way. It's possible, I suppose, that if Biden wins, he could rekindle some of the many criminal investigations into Trump activities in office while the president is in power. The absolute best we can hope for is that he won't contest the results of the election if he happens to lose. If he does, we're in for a lot worse than a free Roger Stone.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
In an ideal world, oil and natural gas companies going bankrupt would be a good thing. But a new report by the New York Times suggests that instead of quietly drying up, the amoral industry is spilling its trash into the environment while executives run off with the money. According to the Times, the coronavirus pandemic and global price war has destroyed the profit margins for most oil and natural gas companies. If the global response to this was to double down on renewable energy, that'd be a great thing. But the unfortunate reality is that the vultures at the top of these companies are just using bankruptcy as an excuse to get out with a golden parachute and leaving everyone else to clean up their mess. Here's how it works. An oil company goes bankrupt, and claims that because it's in debt for so much money, can't possibly pay the fees in order to safely close its wells, fracking sites, and refineries. One Texas company, for instance, has a well that, as you listen to this, most likely is still leaking tons of methane into the atmosphere. But guess what? Its CEO made $8.5 million in consulting fees during the bankruptcy proceedings. Nice work, if you can get it. It's pretty clear what's going on here. The execs at the top are looting their own companies and letting the horrific machinery they've torn up the earth with for decades to simply rot. In many cases, it's going to continue spreading poison into the environment until taxpayers front the bill to clean it all up. And we can't look to Joe Biden to save us either. He's essentially promised that fracking jobs won't be on the chopping block in his administration. Seems unlikely he'll want to go after the executives either. That means it's our job to remember what they did and make sure that they face consequences in the administration after Biden, or the one after that, or however long it takes.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The NFL team in Washington, D.C. will retire its name, racial slur for Native Americans, on Monday. The team has yet to announce a new name, but any change is probably going to be an improvement on the former one. Elsewhere in the world of sports, ESPN suspended the perhaps best-known basketball reporter in the world, Adrian Wojnarowski, after he replied "F you" in an email to Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. In a just world, he'll have been commended for telling Hawley to stuff it, which everyone should pretty much do every time they have the opportunity. The first federal inmate in 17 years is expected to be executed today. The inmate, Daniel Lewis Lee, has been on death row for decades after being convicted of killing a family of three in the 90s. His family is expected to appeal the decision to the Supreme Court, which has until 4 p.m. Monday to stop the execution. Remember Robert Mueller? Well, he's back. Senator Lindsey Graham is expected to call the former special counsel before his bad faith panel aimed to discredit Mueller's original investigation. We're sure this appearance will be productive for everyone involved, especially the American public.
Quicker, quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report. We are all back from vacation, and we'll see you then.